Yowza.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing so good it's stupid. That's why you need to call me on a regular basis to get some of this.
Well, we certainly need to keep, in touch and on track on what's going on in the Ted Nugent world. There's no
Indeed,
doubt about it.
It wouldn't be the Motor City without his madness.
Well, that's the truth. And, boy, I got to start out, Ted, by thanking you again for some donations this year already, the first quarter. You helped out with the Dick Wagner Memorial with a couple of guitars. And then we have a big benefit that Uncle Russ Gibb is putting on this Saturday that I've been helping him out with for Tom Wright. And we got a guitar from you as well signed.
Well, we do that all the time. I use the word blood brothers over the years, Doug, and I really believe that we are not just Michiganiac blood brothers, not just Grandy Ballrooms and music and Motown blood brothers, but we're American blood brothers. And I got to tell you, I set a world record here recently. I signed 2,600 guitars in one afternoon. It was absolutely adorable. I just went up and down these aisles and these guitars, 2,600 guitars for various children's charities and military charities and conservation charities and, you know, various requests from people for, you know, a loved one who's going through hard times. But let me just remind everybody, I'm just a goofy guitar player from Detroit, and I represent the heart and soul of all good Americans. I mean, Americans dig deep and give and give. I can tell you 1,000 instances that I have participated in where people who struggle to make ends meet, I mean, people that live from paycheck to paycheck, and they still do without to give to a neighbor or a fellow American who needs help. So that spirit and that good, that wonderful, wonderful, positive good that us Michiganiacs know and love and celebrate, it is alive and well across this great country that far outweighs the bad and the ugly. So a salute to everybody out there. You too, Doug, because we get these requests literally every day, and I don't know anybody, you included, whoever says, no, I can't give this time. So thank you to everybody out there.
Well, I have to say, Ted, you're always first, and you were absolutely first again. And I mean, the first donation we get comes from Ted Nugent. It was signed with Kid Rock as well, so I don't know where we even got
that.
That's
right. When I went down to Pine Knob and jammed with Kid Rock and his killer band, I made sure that I knew these kind of charities were going to be coming up.
Yep.
So I grabbed a bunch of my USA flag and my camouflage guitars.
Yep.
And I said, hey, Bob, sign these suckers for me. I bet you we can raise some good money for some really good charities. And, of course, Kid Rock, another perfect Detroit boy, he went, hell yes.
Yep.
He abandoned what he was doing. He ran into the room with me and he signed them. That's the spirit I see everywhere I go, so it's alive and well, man.
Well,
it makes me very, very proud.
Seeing Russ Gibb cry a little bit, that can tear your heart up, you know. He was a big fan of yours, and he's very grateful, and he wanted me to pass that along. Did you know, you played the Grandy many times, so you must have known Tom Wright.
Sure. I mean, what would the Grandy have been without the Amboy Dukes? Are you kidding me? Yeah, no, what a great, great historical and globally revered hall of rock and roll. I saw my understanding, Doug, is that the first Led Zeppelin concert that they ever did in North America was at the Grandy Ballroom. And I was there that night. The Amboy Dukes opened up. And I've seen it all and done it all. And boy, the Grandy Ballroom, those of us that got to experience that, I'm afraid no one else will ever know about the fire, the energy, the piss, the vinegar, the spirit, the love of rock and roll and real rhythm and blues. Boy, did that play. That was the epicenter of music celebration worldwide, man.
Yeah, Tom Wright was pretty instrumental in bringing a lot of those English groups over, almost all of them, The Who, Cream, Led Zeppelin. So, he added that element. And then, of course, we had the element of Motor City Rock and Kablamo. There you go. So
Tom was what we are. He's a music lover, and when a guy like Tom, who we celebrate a a Motown, you know, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, blood brotherhood. When he needs help, his blood brothers respond. So, yeah, those are great memories here in 2016. Are you kidding me? 100 million years later. I can't wait to get out on the road and play those same damn songs. In fact, this year, Sonic Baptism 2016, we're going to be playing songs like the Amboy Dukes first recorded, Baby Please Don't Go, and Journey to the Center of the Mind, and some of those old classic blues and rhythm and blues classics that you heard at the Grandy Ballroom all the time. That, again, that fire is alive and well in my belly.
Yeah, that is August 26th at Freedom Hill, and Brownsville Station is going to be opening up. Your good friend Michael Lutz, he's done a great job with
that.
Yeah, he's done a great job with Brownsville. He's brought
it
back.
Awesome, man. He's another one of those Detroit musical pioneers. Wherever you see Michael Lutz slamming the bass guitar, you know you're going to have to dance.
Oh, I know. That's one of your buddies. He's produced a couple of your most recent albums, I think. There, yeah.
You bet. Yeah, he was involved with Crave Man. He's involved with Spirit of the Wild. He's a musical genius, man. He's one of those unsung heroes. He's as qualified and as, you know, we just said goodbye to Prince, and Prince was a musical genius who really understood the inner workings of blues and soul and gospel and rhythm and blues and rock and roll. And I got to tell you, Michael Lutz is one of those guys, man. Don't underestimate what the Brownsville Station represented.
Yeah, I saw your Ted Nugent tweet on Prince, and I thought that was very cool. And now, throughout the years, had you ever met Prince before?
Yeah, I jammed with Prince out at the L.A. Forum one night, man. It was really adorable.
Wow.
And Steve Fortney, God rest his soul, another historical and revered guitar master. He was my guitar tech for many years. Anybody that knows who Steve Fortney was, he died in a tragic accident on the highways of Detroit many years ago. And he also was the guitar tech for Prince for many years. And Prince was, shall we say, mesmerized by the Uncle Ted Gibson Birdland hollow body guitar tone.
Oh, yeah.
So Prince asked if he could borrow one of my Gibson Birdlands that were made in Kalamazoo to find out why that hand-carved arch spruce top Gibson Birdland sounded like he did. So I let him take one of my original Gibson Birdlands in the control of Steve Fortney, and he explained to Prince how I set them up and how I tune them and how I set the bridge. So Prince and I had a real shared musical love for a killer guitar tone, and that original Lonnie Mack, who we also just lost the other day,
yeah.
The great Lonnie Mack and the inspiration that he presented along with Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and certainly Dick Dale and the Deltones and the Ventures and so many creators, what Les Paul created, we continued on, and Prince represented that. Prince was a world-class monster guitar player.
Ted, you had to have noticed here in this first quarter of the year just how many musicians have passed away. I mean, it's kind of scary, to tell you the
truth. Well, we're getting old, son. I know you respect your elders. but, you know, I'm 67.45 years old now. 67, that's getting up there. And a lot of my friends, Steven Tyler's a little older than I am, and Sammy Hagar's got a few years on me. And those guys are still kicking ass. And I guess we can all just look to His Majesty Mick Jagger. I don't know how old he is, 70-something. But, I mean, I wish I could dance like that when I was 20. I mean, the guy's an animal. So if you take good care of yourself, and I think it's important to reiterate, over the years I've always pushed and pushed for people to strive and to manage their quality of life by being clean and sober and eating intelligent, responsible diet. I mean, and get good exercise and leave the blubber for the beach sperm whales. We need to take good care of our sacred temple. And even though a lot of people did, Prince was a health nut, to my understanding.
Yep, yep.
So we got to err on the side of ultra caution to milk as many years, many quality of life experiences with our family and friends and loved ones as we can, and to say goodbye to Glenn Frey and David Bowie and Lemmy and now Prince and Lonnie Mack. You're right, it's a heartbreaker, so it should remind people to really, really, really take good care of yourself.
Yeah. Did you have a good hunting season this year?
Are you kidding me? I'm talking to you right now, Doug, naked in a vat of venison. I actually do the breaststroke in backstraps every morning. No, I'm telling you, If you could see me, I mean, you can tell even when I'm talking that I'm always on the edge of laughter.
I can tell you're naked. I can just tell.
You definitely can tell I'm naked. You can tell the way the phone's vibrating. But I did. I had in 2015, right into the winter of 2016, the Nugent family celebrated the greatest hunting season of our life. The Michigan ground that we own, we've been passing up on younger bucks for many years now, so there's a bunch of giant stags sneaking around the Jackson County swamp. And my son Toby and I were able to bag some great, great bucks, and we killed a lot of does, a lot of ducks. And this year we saw more pheasants than we have in 20 years, and the dogs did great on squirrel and rabbits. And I mean, it was the greatest hunting season of my life. We didn't necessarily bag more and bigger of anything, but just the time I spend with Shemaine and my sons and daughters and my grandkids, and we do a lot of charity hunts with the heroes of the military and terminally ill children. To share a campfire with those people, man, it doesn't matter what you get. It's about the time you spend with those kind of special people in special circumstances. We did a lot of that this hunting season, so it made it very, very special.
That's awesome. That always is. You always do that, and, you know, I just respect you so much for all of that. It's just amazing how much you pour out each and every year, on and off stage. Now, tell me about this Sonic Baptism Tour, because I know you must have came up with the title for that. Tickets are on sale, by the way. I want everybody to know that those tickets went on sale Friday. And I just took a look, and it looks to me like it's almost sold out. So I don't think you're going to have to worry about people being there. It's August 26th at Freedom Hill, and there are some VIP tickets I see that you do on your website now where people can come back and meet and greet with you.
Yeah, we have a party backstage every night anyhow, so we see that we can raise a lot of money for charities by just having people come back and open a can of Verner's and maybe stroke and fondle my Gibson Birdland, and we can talk rock and roll and politics and,
yeah,
and broadheads and ammunition and all the important things in life and good recipes for fresh slabbage. So, yeah, we do what we call the Ted Nugent Danger Zone VIP tickets, and we have a great time backstage, but the reason I call it Sonic Baptism is because I think all music lovers, and you and I have known each other for a million years, and we love the music. If you and I had nothing else in common, even though we share the philosophy of the American dream and all the important things with family, friends, God, country, but rock and roll is such a bond. It's such a universal communication for as the soundtrack for all the ups and downs and maneuvers and adventures in our life. That I know for a fact, I meet all these young kids, and they're old young kids, they're in their 20s. I meet all these young people around the world, and they love the music. I'll run into people who just break into a chorus of Dog Eat Dog or Fred Bear when I'm going to, you know, fill my truck up with gas. And there is a musical connection that we have, and when a person really comes of age and starts paying attention to the world around them, there is a song that goes with that. And I've been so lucky for the last 60-some years growing up in Detroit and being influenced by so many powerful, monster musical forces that I know that our real societal baptism comes in the form of music. So I call it Sonic Baptism 2016 because there's going to be a whole bunch of new music lovers show up to my concerts across the country, and Doug, I'm going to leave a mark.
Yeah, you always do. No, you know, that really is true, though. I mean, we've seen it here at WCSX, which plays, you know, all classic rock, just the influence or the influx of young people coming into the radio station and, you know, and listening to all this great classic rock. Not as much new music out there today, so they really are gravitating to, you know, some of the classics. And, of course, your name comes up all the time. And it's just fantastic to see all these people out there, you know, loving all the music that we...
You know, the music that inspired us came right at the time in the roaring 1950s when everybody started kicking in the ass, and Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis. Are you kidding me? And of course, what Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry, these guys invented that stuff. So we were there to enjoy, shall we say, the creation of the Henry Ford horsepower of music. It was the first internal combustion engine of music, And what Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis created was probably illegal back then. And there was a defiant factor. There was such a human uprising in that music. And to this day, all these many, many years later, that's still the driving force of the best music. And I don't care if you're the Chili Peppers or Taylor Swift or some of these hot country artists or whoever it might be, or the Foo Fighters, any of the new stuff that might be not so new anyway. It's all derivative of Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry and Little Richard and Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters. So when you say classic rock, all the best rock is classic rock. And even if a brand new band came out tonight with brand new music, it would have to come from that instinctual, spontaneous, sensual, sexual classic rock. And it's so much fun to be a part of that.
Well, I have to tell you, I just saw on the website, too, and I ordered mine today. The three LPs that you've just put out, a limited edition, 2,000 copies on green vinyl, State of Shock, the Ted Nugent, you know, Stranglehold album, and Free for All. So they're there for the taking if people want to order those as well. I thought
well,
that was
an example of classic rock. Those people are, you know, they really want to get the mat. And there's that sonic
well, vinyl, too.
Again.
Vinyl
I mean,
is
I love,
so.
I love music however I can hear it. But when I put on a record and put the needle in the groove, there's a bigger, badder, fatter, heavier, greasier barbecue sound that comes across than the digital age. And I think a lot of music aficionados really, really appreciate that. So we decided to release those records on vinyl again.
Yeah, and on green vinyl on top of it. So I don't know if that adds to the sound or not.
Well, actually, I don't think it's in the promotional material because we didn't want to upset any of the vegans out there. But all of my reissued green vinyl albums are actually dunked in white-tailed deer fat.
I almost want to believe that. hey, who's going to be with you on the Sonic Baptism Tour?
Well, once again, I bend on wounded knee and look to the heavens. Greg Smith has been with me for a dozen years.
Okay,
all right. He's one of the greatest bass players and vocalists and just an all-around rocker. And I mean, he goes right back to the Motown Funk Brothers, James Jamerson and Bob Babbitt and Duck Hill, Donald Duck. And I mean, these guys are so good. And I found the new Johnny Banandrick. Nobody will ever beat Johnny Banandrick as the mighty Johnny Banandrick drummer. But this Justin Heartless.
Oh, Heartless. Justin Heartless
out of Detroit. This guy is an absolute stone-cold drumming son of a bitch, and I'm so lucky to have him, man. As soon as he started playing with me, I went, hallelujah, I'm 18 again, brother.
Yeah, and he is only about 18 years old. I saw him play, I believe, almost one of his very first shows with, young bands that he's had here throughout Detroit. Including just recently, he was with Pistol Day Parade. But if I'm not mistaken, I think I saw his very first show when he was drumming. I know his dad very well. They go to a lot of Red Wings games. I see him there. And he is just flying high. I mean, he could not be more stoked right now or excited or proud. You really made somebody's life there, my friend. Jason Heartless
is a perfect example of the universal reverence for Detroit musicians around the world. Like when I first had Tommy Clefetos play for me, Tommy was only 19 at the time, and now he's one of the most revered and respected drummers in the world, playing with Ozzy and Black Sabbath and Rob Zombie. So I'm lucky I get to sonic baptize a whole bunch of killer new musicians. So I'm proud to have Jason Heartless on the drums at the Ted Nugent Band, and we're cocked, locked, and ready to rock, Doc. It's going to be the best tour of my life. I virtually guarantee it.
Yeah, I love the fact that, you know, you're adding all those Amboy Duke songs to it, and then, you know, you get all the standards and the great stuff and the new stuff, and you always, tear it up out there, so we're
excited.
And
it's important to note, too, Doug, that the incredible Derek St. Holmes is on the road right now with Brad Whitford. Brad Whitford and Derek put together a record of killer music, and they're out there on the road right now. So Godspeed to Derek St. Holmes, another example of one of the world-class virtuosos that I've been lucky to jam with in my life.
Yeah, we saw him here. I think it was like his second show that they had done, and then just recently he played at the Dick Wagner Memorial as well. Brad could not do it, but Derek stepped up and performed. And
St. Holmes is an animal, man. Yeah. He's an animal.
He's always out there rocking, and he's always saying great things about you and all the stuff that goes on with the Ted Nugent Band. So we're excited to have you August 26th, once again, at Freedom Hill with Brownsville Station opening up. Those tickets are on sale. You can get them at Ticketmaster, Live Nation, and on the Ted Nugent website, and you can get the VIP tickets as well and be a part of that whole party and backstage experience with Ted Nugent. And at Freedom Hill, Ted, it's been a long time since you played Freedom Hill. You know, the people of Sterling Heights are going crazy already.
Well, Freedom Hill sounds like a place where I should hang out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly
does. I played every place there is to play. We'd go on and on at Ford Theater and the Olympia and Cobo Hall and the Palace and the Pine Knob and the Silver Bell and the Moat. You name a facility that anybody rocked in, and I was either there to open it or close it. So coming back to Freedom Hill is going to be a riot, I guarantee it. I've never felt more at home than when I play a place called Freedom Hill. We actually play the soundtrack for Freedom Hills around the world.
All right. Well, Ted, it's always great to talk to you. Looking forward to seeing you here in the Motor City. Back home, it's going to be – this is a pretty big tour for you, too. I saw a lot of dates lined up.
Yeah,
so.
we play six nights a week. I don't need a rest. I rest in September and October. I don't need a rest when I'm touring. I like the energy level, you know?
Yeah, have you been following all of this political stuff that's been going on, or have you taken a break from that a little bit?
No, I don't follow it. I lead it.
Yeah, that's what I was kidding.
No, I'm right in the middle of it. I really, really cherish the fact that I was born in America, but to be an American, you need to earn it. And by earning it, we have to perform our We the People duties. So I'm on top of everything going out there. The communist Bernie Sanders and the lying felon Hillary Clinton, and certainly the middle finger boogie by Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. I happen to love both of those gentlemen. Nobody's perfect, but in a world where the Democrats actually put up a felon and a communist, Ted Cruz and Donald Trump almost look like Michael the Archangel.
All right, well, we're going to leave it there, okay?
Here's my political comment for the day. If I can, Doug, too.
Boom.
God bless America. God bless the Motor City. God bless my fellow Michiganiacs. And thank you, everybody, for all these unbelievable firestorm years of support. And thank everybody, too, for coming to my Facebook. I have anywhere between 10 million and 30 million Facebookers, and we have a wonderful electronic campfire of communication. So anybody that's never been to the Ted Nugent official Facebook, come on, because truth, logic, common sense, goodwill, decency, attitude, piss and vinegar, and the American way is on fire on my Facebook. And I thank everybody for who joins me there and brings their energy with them.
And on Twitter as well, I saw your tweet of Prince, and I was shocked, but I saw it. So
yeah,
I know you're out there.
Once in a while.
Yeah, that's good. It's good to have you out there, you know, tweeting away and, you know, posting up on Facebook. It's hard for me to believe that you can take time out from all that you do to do that, but you do. And that's why we love you, man. So
Godspeed, Doug. Thanks for the opportunity once again to say hello to my fellow Michiganiac Motor City Madhouses back there.
Oh, yeah. No problem. And thank you again, Ted, for all your donations, all the stuff that you do for everybody here. You know, a lot of it goes without fanfare, and we don't talk about it a ton. But, you know, you always come through, man, and we love you for that. And I know everybody else does as well. So,
well, thanks, Doug. We're average Americans, and average Americans give.
All right, brother. Well, we'll be there. I've got my tickets, and I'm going to see you on August 26th at the Sonic Baptism Tour at Freedom Hill. And by the way, once again, let's remind everybody, those tickets are going fast, so you better get them because they're available right now at Ticketmaster and Live Nation and on the Ted Nugent website. So we'll see you there, Ted.
Thanks, Doug. Godspeed.
All right, brother. Talk to you later. This is the WCSX Motor City Podcast with Ted Nugent.